Getting into the festive spirit, Pope Benedict XVI today received a delegation from the Austrian region that donated this year's Vatican Christmas tree. Emer McCarthy has more on the story.
1,000 pilgrims led by provincial governor Erwin Prohl accompanied the 108-foot-tall, 120-year-old tree to its final destination, the heart of St. Peter's Square. It took the Vatican's team of dedicated carpenters a week to haul the Norway spruce into place, secure it to the giant granite and marble obelisk, and then clamber among its branches to adorn its heights with over 2,000 ornaments. The great tree was donated along with 40 smaller trees to bring a little Christmas cheer to the Paul VI and Clementine halls, the Pope's own apartments, and other courier offices. Receiving the group Friday, Pope Benedict described the tree and the nativity scene cradled beneath its lights, but still rigorously concealed from the public eye, as symbols of life that bring all those who gaze upon them back to the mystery of Christmas Eve, when the cold and dark world was illuminated by the peace of Christ.
Ein herzliches Grüß Gott sage ich Ihnen allen, die Sie gekommen sind, mir und der Kirche von Rom den Christbaum zu schenken.
But the tree will remain in the dark until Saturday afternoon, when Cardinal Giovanni Laiolo, president of the Governatorate of Vatican City State, will flick the switch, setting ablaze some 1,500 Christmas lights. And waste not, want not seems to be the motto of Christmas this year at the Vatican. The tree will be recycled following the Christmas season into wooden toys and children's furniture, which will be decorated by a group of Italian children. Anyone can follow the progress of Christmas preparations in St. Peter's Square by checking out the webcams the Vatican has focused on the square from the cupola of the Basilica. You can do so by simply clicking on www.vaticanstate.va.
And may all your Christmases be
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican Radio World News. You can find out more on these and other stories on our website. Just go to www.vaticanradio.org and click on the English icon. Again, that's www.vaticanradio.org and English. Many thanks this evening go to Roberto Colangeli and Massimiliano D'Angelo in the studio. I'm Irene Lagan from all of us here at Vatican Radio. Have a good evening.